Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Oh, Downy the Rinse Straight.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes 100% of odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to people tuned in and locked in all over North America. Hello to my friends in Canada. I appreciate you. I'm going to be hanging out with you for one more hour. This is a four-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to everybody who's been hanging out for the past three. We done talked about a lot. San Francisco 49ers offering Bill Belichick a job. What? Bill Belichick said, no, I'm hanging out with my girlfriend. Kyle Shanahan has to worry about Trent Williams. I gave you a top six list. We took a look at a list of the top six NFL teams in turmoil. New York Jets, they either going this way or they going that way. You don't know where the hell they're going. Tua Tagovailoa. This man showed up to work, but he's working for now until he's not working, if he gets his contract or not. Paul George says playing for the Clippers was playing for the B team. Joel Embiid says he's the most hated guy in the league. Like, what a great combo that'll be in Philadelphia, right? Patrick Mahomes is scaring the hell out of everybody. Ja'Marr Chase won't even say his name. It's Joe Burrow or nothing. And then the Olympics started today. Great. Team USA soccer lost to France 3-0. Seems like we're off to our normal start. It's crazy stuff. Anyway, for one more hour, we'll be hanging out. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. Thank you to you for listening. If you want to be a part of the show, it's easy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. What a day, what a day. We got all these training camps open. People saying crazy things. I'm still trying to understand this. Hickey does, Jim Harbaugh, he drinks black coffee, right? With extra sugar? Like, what is he drinking?
Do you think he's a coffee guy? He's kind of a weirdo. I feel like he could kind of go the no coffee route, or like some bizarre herbal tea that no one really knows, you know, grinds up grass from his front yard, puts it in there. That's the vibe I get.
This man described his brand new job. He described his brand new job with the Chargers. He compared it to being born. Hickey, and I don't want to say graphic detail. What is his problem? What is this guy's deal?
What is his problem? That's a great, great question.
He said it's like being born. It's like coming out the womb and seeing the flashing lights and breathing the air and people are looking. I'm like, bro, let's start a training camp. You know, I can't even describe it. Listen to Jim Harbaugh talk about the excitement of the first day of camp with the Chargers.
Feels like being born. Feels like coming out of the womb, you know? It's like you're in there and it's comfortable and it's safe. And now you're out, you're born, the lights are on, it's bright, you got chaos, people looking at you, people talking at you. And just feels good to, you know, have it happen.
Hickey, does he remember? Does he remember? Somebody should have asked him. How do you know this? Do you remember? He's the only person on earth who remembers what it feels like to be born. Just him.
He would, right? He would be.
Yeah, just Jim Harbaugh. He remembers the sound it made. Did you hear the sound effects?
He probably shot right out of there. He's ready. You know, he's probably like running around in the womb, like getting himself revved up. Boom!
Yeah. Yeah, he's playing quarterback in the womb. He was. Oh my God. Which brother is he? He's the older brother, right? Is it him? Is it John?
Oh, I have to look that up. I think it I think it is Jim. I think John's younger.
Yeah. I was going to say, John took all the common sense. That's an interesting fellow, man. Imagine him standing around talking to Justin Herbert. Must just like stare right through him when he talks. He's like, "What are you talking about right now?"
I lied. John Harbaugh's older.
John,
John, your joke is right.
John did end up with all of the sense, man. It is so crazy. Hey, good luck to the Chargers. It's going to take a few years. It's going to be quite an adjustment for Justin Herbert not to throw 50 times a game. Good luck to them. Also, hey, good luck to Lamar Jackson. Speaking of a Harbaugh. John was bigging up Lamar earlier this week over the weekend. Oh, we're building Lamar up to be the greatest quarterback of all time. Lamar Jackson was at training camp today. Lamar Jackson was sick. This guy was sick. You give him some milk, some Nutriment. And is Nutriment a thing? I don't know. I'm making stuff up now. Give him Pedialyte. I know Pedialyte is real. Give him some of that. Hey, get better, Lamar Jackson. What a day. Hey, we talked about the NBA on TNT. They're getting ready to, I guess, sue the NBA. NBA's like, nah, we going Amazon. TNT's like, nah, we going to sue you, bruh. Don't work that way. This is like, getting a divorce. And somebody is, you can't sue somebody to stay together, but I guess in business you can. Sheesh. And then also I gave you a top six list because this is what I do on Wednesday nights. I gave you a top six list of NFL teams in turmoil. I had to explain to somebody what turmoil was. And then Hickey brought, I told you the New York Jets were number one on my list. I had the Broncos at six, the Panthers at five, the Saints at four, the Giants at three, the Cowboys at two, the Jets at one. I had a gentleman from Buffalo go, the Jets are not in turmoil. How can you have them there? They have so much talent. I tried to explain what turmoil meant. And he was just like, turmoil is the Chicago Bulls in the 90s. And I said, bro, it's nothing for us to talk about. Nothing. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The Eagles are maybe, they may be in that same spot too. Patrick is calling from Wisconsin. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Patrick?
Hey, JR. First of all, longtime listener. When they moved spots on you, here in Green Bay, I was worried, but I found you again. I make my errands at night. Love listening to you. Hey, the thing about Coach Harbaugh, I mean, that's just typical Coach Harbaugh being excited and a little bit off the hook, but it's typical. It's funny. I'm glad you played that. I hadn't heard it. But the thing about living in Green Bay,
yes,
you got it right. Rodgers is a, we got really sick of him. But everybody in Green Bay has something to do with the Packers. And I was working Lambeau doing security.
Oh, okay.
Last guy, and let me tell you, I would screen the visiting team to get on their bus, to get on their plane. They could shortcut it that way. Last guy out of the locker room for the Ravens was John Harbaugh. And he comes out, and he's looking everybody in the eye, and he's just going, thank you, thank you, thank you. Impressed me to no end. So I'll always pull for the Harbaughs. Love your show.
Thank you. Just wanted to tell you, keep on
doing what you're doing, JR.
Well, thank you, Patrick. This is a very important question. Are you ready for this?
I am, sir.
Just like Jim Harbaugh, do you remember when you were born? Do you remember the moment? Do you?
I think we're, I'm telling you.
No.
He used the analogy. He was all warm inside, right? You're floating in
the womb?
Fluid. You're floating in the fluid.
Oh, my God.
You hear your mama's heartbeat. That was him at University of Michigan, right?
Forget
he was in the womb.
Hey, Patrick,
then
forget.
He's in the pros,
and it's like,
hello.
I forget all that,
I'm
Patrick.
Back again.
Do you remember being in your mother's womb? You remember being in there swimming around?
I look. I know what. What's the word? I know what turmoil means. You know the word metaphor.
Yeah, I do.
All right, brother. Keep it up. You're great.
The answer is no. Thank you, Patrick, for calling from Wisconsin. Hickey, the answer is no. Yeah, but you gotta be a he's a weird individual to use that metaphor. Who does that? Use a metaphor that you remember. Say like Hickey, you know what'll make more sense? If Jim Harbaugh woke up and said, he stood at the podium and said, hey, being here is like the first day of school, you know? That make a little bit more sense.
Definitely more relatable, but this is, I'll give Jim Harbaugh credit here. In a world filled with copycats and unoriginality, he is original.
It's like being born. Okay, bro.
No, no one's ever heard it before.
Yeah.
Anyone could say, oh, yeah, it's like the first day at school again. He goes, no. But it's being born out of the womb.
You hear that. You hear that every now and then. It's the like womb? A new birth. No, not the womb, but it's like I'm being born again, or it's a new day, you know? But he could have got very graphic, you know, but he didn't. he's a couple steps away, but
that memory is, yeah, why not just give us every detail?
Yeah.
The struggle.
What were you doing before you fell out the womb, Jim? Tell me, what were you doing? Were you reading a book? You practicing your drop backs? Like, what were you doing?
7-step drops?
Yeah, like what you were so disturbed and then boop, you popped out and then what? Everybody's looking at you. He described it like he remembered. I saw the lights. You had to breathe the air. The doctor smacked. Do the doctors still smack the ass? Do they?
They did before. Smack the ass?
You got to get the baby to breathe and take his first breath and cough the stuff up.
Oh. I mean, that's one of the many reasons why I'm not a doctor. I did not know that. I did not know you had to kind of like almost press the on button to get the babies going.
You said
it's like you take it out of the box. I thought it was good to go. You got to turn it. Okay, you got to plug it in. I see.
You got to find batteries. Yes. Yes. It's like getting that new toy. It's like the parents bring the toy home and then it's just like, well, I got it. And it's just like, there's no batteries in the house. What? There's no battery. I need a 9-volt battery. We don't have no more 9-volt. Now you're screwed. Somebody has to go outside and get batteries. You look in every cabinet. Somebody looks in the basement, the shed. It's like, nah, somebody needs to go to the store and get batteries.
The worst is when you have one, you need two. You got one. There's the hope. Where's the second?
Hickey, I had a remote in my house about a month ago. Man, I refused to buy batteries, Hickey. I said, screw this. I thought I bought batteries. I got so much stuff in my house with tech stuff. When it came down to the, and I don't really, I watch sports on the TV. I don't watch anything else. And nowadays, you can use my phone as a remote, Hickey.
Wow. Is an app for that?
Yeah, I 2024'd myself. I said, you know what? I'm going against the grain. I said, I am not buying batteries. I refused. I did not. I said, because I swear I just bought batteries. I had all the batteries except for these stupid, what are they, AAAs, the small ones? I'm like, I feel like I just changed the batteries in the remote. I refused. I used my phone for like a month until I was in the store. I said, let me buy some batteries. The babies work the same way, Hickey. The baby's born. You need to press the on button. Yeah. Go call Harbaugh. He knows all about it. He remembers vividly. Ah, what a guy. Anyway, he's not the only weird head coach. You know, let's listen to weird head coaches. We heard one. Let's listen to the weird head coach in Miami. He described his situation with Tua Tagovailoa. We know Tua wants a new contract. He wants to get in that $50 million range. And then his head coach, Mike McDaniel. Pretty hilarious response as to, is Tua going to practice? Is he going to quit? Is he going to stay home? Is he going to leave? Is he going to play? Listen to Mike McDaniel explain it.
The plan is something that I think, there's two parts to it. I think it's important to acknowledge that Tua is in the midst of a contract negotiation. That's important to him and the football team. That being said, we communicate very well, and it's very fluid. We're taking it day by day. Today I expect it to be kind of like OTAs, and we'll move on from there.
Oh, man. I love how all the coaches are almost different. They are different. Everybody's different, right? We all got our own fingerprints, our own brains and minds. Hickey, I'd love to hear the conversations when they do the coaches' meetings or the NFL meetings with the owners and all the coaches are there. Like, I'd love to know, like, which coaches really deal with each other. Like, who does he talk to? Well, I know who he talks to. You know, he's talking to Sean McVay. And who does Andy Reid hang out with? He's hanging out with, you know, Sean Payton, right? No? It's like the lunch table at school.
I could see McDaniel and Harbaugh, just kind of those two.
Which one?
Sorry, you're right. I forgot there's two now. Jim.
Okay, all
right. And, right, just kind of both being weird together. I could, like... And then people kind of like, oh, there's open seats. Let me go sit down. And then you hear what they're saying. Okay, let me get up and go somewhere else.
Right.
Like, that's a table of two right there.
Yeah, let me go hang. And Mike McCarthy's sitting at a table by himself.
Jerry Jones not even sitting with me. He goes in the goes to somebody else. He's there with Sean Payton.
Mike McCarthy's sitting at a lunch table by himself sweating, trying to figure out why nobody wants to be his friend. Yeah, that's – welcome to life at the Dallas Cowboys, man. It's just – Rob Saleh and Daboll sitting next to each other going, man, why are we screwed together? It's just
Dennis Allen's not even invited.
Who?
Dennis Allen.
Oh, no.
He's outside.
No, he's outside. Nobody lets him in. He's drunk outside on hurricanes. I don't know what he's doing.
That's right.
Nick Sirianni's sitting there. Nah, maybe Nick Sirianni's with Mike McCarthy because I guess he's in a similar boat.
You're right.
And at last hour we talked about teams in turmoil. And Hickey, I thought about the Eagles. I thought about them because they're right there. Like, they went to a Super Bowl and they lost. And then last year, they just completely bottomed out. This is a team that started 10-1. They finished 1-5. They got smacked by Tampa 32-9. And everybody looked at Nick Sirianni and said, bro, what the hell are you doing? Hiring offensive coordinators, firing defensive coordinators, taking over jobs, and he's doing all this on a whim. And like, man, you just went to the Super Bowl. And, okay, Jalen Hurts was injured. And they had to think about his legs and his knees and the turnovers. Jalen Hurts spoke to the media today. Nick Sirianni spoke to the media today. And so what happens when the franchise quarterback gets asked about the coach who's on the hot seat? Hey, Jalen. Do you and Nick Sirianni hate each other's guts? This is what Jalen Hurts said.
I'm excited to be back. Excited to go through this journey and go through this season with everyone here, you know, from everyone. You know, and I truly trust Mr. Leary. I trust Howie. I trust Coach Sirianni to lead us in that right direction. And I know there are different roles in place. Everybody has different responsibilities. There may be more demands from some than others, but I think to win championships, to be the team we want to be, everyone has to buy into that role and everyone has to, you know, be fully committed to doing their part and helping the team. And so I'm excited to go on that journey. You know, I feel like for me as a player, as a leader, everything that we went through last year, I just feel like I'm equipped to handle whatever's to come.
Oh, he's so good. Hickey, he's never going to say the wrong thing. Never, ever. He's like Russell Wilson, but a real person.
That's a great way to describe it.
Like,
you're right.
He's authentic, but he says the right things. He's not being a phony, but he says the right things.
And also in that clip, didn't say that, hey, I love Nick. Hey, that report's dumb. Hey, he's my guy now. Hey, there's no friction.
He did it. He knows how to play the game. Hey, Nick Sirianni, the head coach, was asked the same thing, and let's see how he explained this away. His ass is on the line. Jalen ain't going anywhere. Nick, he can get the boot. Listen to this.
The only thing you can judge your relationships on is your personal interactions with people, not any report that comes out. And, you know, Jalen and I's relationship is good. You just can judge it based off of what your personal interactions are. And so when you hear a report like that, you don't put much stock into it because, quite frankly, not everybody sees that. So I'm so excited for him and I to get into our fourth year together. We've done some pretty special things, and I'm really excited for him. He's worked so hard at his game. I'm excited for him to be able to get back out here today and have a good practice today. And, yeah, just looking forward to continuing to work with him and continue to build on the special things that we've done.
If you want to know what a man sounds like while he is walking on eggshells, that's him. That's what it sounds like right there. You just heard a man walking on eggshells. That's what it sounds like. Can't say anything. I just got to show up, got to coach the team, get through training camp, got to start 10-1, actually finish with a high record, not lose my last 5 out of 6 games, not get smacked in the postseason, come back and do my job next year. That's it. Nick Sirianni doesn't have to win the Super Bowl. He just cannot end the season like hot trash like the Eagles did last year. And there's no excuse. I mean, they drafted 3 different defensive backs. Try to help in that way. The linebackers should be healthy. They got Saquon Barkley in, who, by the way, Saquon is just like, oh, I didn't know that they were going to air my audio on TV like that. Yeah, Saquon, they did. What a world, what a world, what a world. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's certainly a world. Matter of fact, it's so big and small of a world, the Olympics are underway. We got some news from the Olympics. I'm going to share that with you. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Yeah, you can call me up, too, if you feel like. 855-212-4227. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, let me tell you this. I'm going to tell you about the Olympics in a second. I got to express sadness for the career of Mike Trout. Oh, my goodness. We didn't talk about this because it's just like, oh, man. The man tried to play a rehab assignment early this week in a rehab game out in Salt Lake City, Utah. Played 2 innings. This guy tore his meniscus in April. Played 2 innings on a rehab assignment. Had to leave in the 2nd inning due to knee soreness. Yeah, it's... How? When is he going to play? He turns 33 in 2 weeks. This man's contract, the last year of his contract is 2030. They gave him a 12-year, $426 million deal. This is the same Mike Trout who had to describe like the narrowing in his spinal column is not a big deal. Is he going to see every dime, every dollar of this? He's going to be 38 at the end of the contract. He's going to be 33 now and he can't play. Hasn't been able to play. This is sad, man. Supposed to be a generational play. It's supposed to tear up the record books. Mike Trout built like a linebacker. He's supposed to be like Bo Jackson. Play for like, well, not like Bo. There's only one Bo. He built like Bo. This guy was supposed to play for 20 years. Win everything. If there was going to be any problem, it was that he was playing for the Angels and he was never going to win the ultimate thing. But now I don't even know if he's going to make it through a year. Damn. He needs to call Lonzo, get that meniscus, whatever, meniscus replacement, a donor meniscus, something, please. Hickey, do you feel bad for Mike Trout? No, right? Do you?
Oh, no, very much so.
Oh, damn, okay.
Very, like, this is, it's going to be a few more years right before we get to this territory, but we're not that far away. It's kind of getting like Tiger Woods territory here.
Uh-oh.
Where it's hard to watch, and it's sad. I mean, he's not struggling the way Tiger is, but just trying to stay healthy and get on a field.
Oh, my God.
It's tough. It's tough to watch.
Ouch. Yeah, I want to give you the games that he's played since 2017. 114, 140, 134. Forget 2020. 2021, he played 36 games. 2022, 119. 2023, that's last season, 82 games. So far this year, 30 games. What What is going on that's going to make anybody change their mind about this guy? Nothing. And it's like everybody else not named LeBron or Tom Brady. Who the hell is getting better as they get older? Not him. Oh, disastrous. This is real. 2019, he had 45 home runs. Following year, 17, 8, 40, 18, and 10. Because he doesn't play. He had 10 home runs before he went down this year. He's joined the Bad Knees Club. Unfortunately, most of those dudes, well, his back is done. His knee is cooked. Mike Trout, what could have been? Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You know what? Let's take another break. When we come back, I'm going to give you some news surrounding the Olympics, which are already underway out in Paris. And then we will wrap things up by sharing with you a variety of things that took place this day in sports history. If you don't know what today is, it's July 24th.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
I appreciate that. Life's too short. Why do you think I have fun up here? I try to have fun. Because life is short. You got enough. Oh, I got to watch my mouth. Life is too short for the nonsense, okay? Let's try to have fun. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Olympics are underway. We got soccer. We got rugby. Why? Because the Olympic opening ceremonies are Friday. Why do we have certain games like already? Well, we got these games because, you know, soccer and rugby, they got to play tournaments. They need time to rest. So they get started before the opening ceremonies. Unfortunately for us, the United States of America, hello to our friends in Canada. We lost. We took an L. We played France. We lost 3-0. And when it comes to the men in the Olympics, it's 23 and under. For the women of all ages, just everybody, not starting off good for our men's soccer team. It sucks. Shout outs to Clint Dempsey. We had him on the air. I wish he was young enough to go back out and play, but he isn't. Anyway, also some good Olympic news today. A couple of days ago, we shared with you that LeBron James is going to be a flag bearer during the opening ceremonies. He's going to be the male representative for all of the United States of America. And so who is going to carry the flag on behalf of the women? Well, we got that news via Chris Eubanks, the tennis player. He shared this announcement to Coco Gauff. He surprised her. Take a listen to this.
Your year last year was incredible. You captured the world by storm. You captured your first Grand Slam. I think you kind of showcased to the world in the U.S. and abroad, you know, how special of a person and tennis player you are. And I think because you are so special, you have the honor of wearing this jacket during the opening ceremony and being a flag bearer with LeBron James.
Well, that's good. Good for her. Hickey, did you actually see the video?
I did, yes.
There were so many people in, like, the comments saying she was looking at him like, is this idiot going to propose to me? Like, this? Like I hope he doesn't propose. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't know. Last time I checked, Chris Eubanks got to be, I don't know, what, like 10 years older than her or something like that?
Are they even dating?
I don't even know. I don't know. He's probably got a, I don't know. How old is he? Older than her? Is she old enough to drink?
Good question. She did burst on the scene very young.
Yeah. Chris Eubanks is 28 years old, okay? Coco Gauff can't. She got to, if she's anything, she got to be 21 years flat. How old is she? Let's see. She can't even, bruh. Coco Gauff can't even drink. She's 20 years old. And she just won her first, she won the U.S. Open last year, her first Grand Slam. Wow.
Wow, that's nuts.
She's only 20. Damn. She's not, she doesn't even have like her full strength. Man, whoa. Oh, she wins some gold. Good for her. Congratulations, Coco Gauff. That's crazy to be out. Her life has come at her fast. Good for her. It seems like a good person, too. Also, we got some other Olympic news. Shout-outs to everybody in Utah. You got something big coming your way in 2034. Yeah, that's a long time. Damn, that's 10 years from now. Anyway, listen to this, courtesy of NBC.
The hosts of the 2030 and 2034 Winter Olympics were revealed. First up, the French Alps in 2030. Mm-hmm. And in 2034, the world's best winter athletes will gather in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Let's go! Olympic legend and skiing great Lindsey Vonn is part of the team who worked so hard to bring the Olympics back there. She joins us live from Paris. Lindsey, tell us about the news.
Hi, guys. Oh, I'm so excited. I mean, as you can see in the video, we were just thrilled. I mean, this has been a lot of work. A lot of the bid committee members have been working for over 10 years. I've been a part of this process for over 3 years. And, you know, all of our hard work finally came together. We got the bid, and we are so thrilled to have the Olympics back in the U.S., back in Salt Lake City in 2034.
Yeah, it was last there in 2002. Hickey, it feels like yesterday. I'm like, they just had it. And I'm like, wow, it was 22 years ago? Damn.
You like the guess by the time it's there again, 32 years.
I know, it's crazy. You like the Winter Olympics?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm excited. Yeah. I want put on the list. I'm trying to go.
What do you watch? You skiing? Like
skiing? Now, I don't know how that would be in person. I do like it on TV. Like the downhill skiing, that's always pretty cool. And the what do they call it? Oh my goodness. The racing on skates indoors.
Racing? Oh, the one where you go in a circle?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. I'm totally blanking. My apologies.
Speed skating?
Thank you. Thank you. Speed skating. That's fun.
I like figure skating.
What?
I like figure skating.
You watch that?
Yeah, I do. I love it. What's wrong with it?
Nothing. It's not for me.
Christy Yamaguchi?
It's just not for me.
Oksana Bayul taught my niece how to skate.
That is very cool.
Yeah, it is. Real weird. Believe this. No, it's true. It's a true story. I was hanging out with my uncle one day. He said, hey, you gotta take your niece to the figure skate. And I said, okay. He'd take the teacher's number, right? Hickey sends me the number. I go, what? I said, what is it? I said, does this say Oksana Bayul? I said, what?
Excuse me?
That's like living in, I don't know, where's Michael Jordan live now? I don't know. Florida, right? Miami? I don't know where he lives. It's like, hey, take your cousin to basketball practice. Like, okay. I'm gonna give you the number to his teacher. You just pass you, it says Michael Jordan. Like, what are we doing here? Random. Anyway, yeah, I love figure skating. Yeah. I'll watch. Anyway, I don't know what the hell I'll be watching this weekend, specifically when it comes to this guy. Furthering our Olympics conversation. I don't know. Is Kevin Durant going to play basketball? I don't know. Brian Windhorst was on ESPN telling us something.
He practiced today, and it was a non-contact practice day. They didn't scrimmage. It was just a regular practice, shooting and going over preparations for Serbia. The plan is for him to scrimmage tomorrow back in Paris where the team is going to go, and then they're going to reevaluate things when they get through that scrimmage. Now, Malika, Kevin was not happy with me when he saw the TV report that I made a couple of days ago that I wasn't sure he was going to be able to reach all the steps in order to play against Serbia on Sunday. That's because he's been working very, very hard to get back from this calf injury. Playing for the national team is extremely important to him. He's playing in his fourth Olympics. But the truth is that Steve Kerr has delayed his window. Initially, they said that he was going to be able to hopefully play in one of the two games in London. Not only did he not play in London, Steve Kerr then spelled out he wanted him to go through several practices in a scrimmage before considering him playing him ahead of Serbia. So they've slowed him down. Kevin is anxious to play, wants to play, doesn't think it's going to be an issue. So we'll see how the next few days goes, right. And I'm going to take a step back and not upset Kevin anymore and not take off the table on Sunday against Serbia.
All right, whatever. Kevin Durant practice. Good luck. Anyway, that's the future. It's time for us to take a look at the past. It is Wednesday, July 24th, 2024. In 10 years, We have the Winter Olympics in Utah again. But let's go back in time. Let's do that now.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to take a look at a few things that took place this day in sports history. It is July 24th. Let's go back to 1941, because a man who won two World Series titles, he won his 300th game. This was his last 300th game. His name was Lefty Grove. Sorry, this was 1941. We got no fancy sound for you. Sorry about that. This day in sports history, July 24th, 1983. You might remember this. One of the most iconic images in Major League Baseball history is George Brett losing his you-know-what against the Yankees. The Yankees beat the Royals, at least for now, because George Brett hit a home run and he had too much pine tar and they processed it and he lost his mind. Listen to this, MLB.
To measure it across home plate.
Well, I've never seen this.
I never have either.
I don't know what they're measuring. They might be going to call George Brett out.
Well, he is. He's out.
Yes, sir.
Brett is out. Look at this. Brett is out.
And he's teaming mad.
He is out and having to be forcibly restrained from hitting plate umpire Tim McClellan. And the Yankees have won the ball game 4-3. Brett is called out for using an illegal bat or with the illegal substance on the bat.
Yeah, well, the Yankees won that day. Royals protested. And then the Royals beat the Yankees 5-4. Oh, what a sad, sad world. Like 30 days later, too, by the way. That was July 24th, 1983. Let's fast forward 1 year. July 24th, 1984, a Super Bowl MVP, an NFL MVP, a four-time Super Bowl champ decided to call it quits. Now you can watch him on Fox on Sundays. Terry Bradshaw decided to call it a wrap. Listen to this, WNEP.
Something you're not going to see anymore, right there. Terry Bradshaw, number 12, leading the plays for the Steelers. Terry retired today, and of course, to become a TV commentator. Sure, take our jobs, okay? He announced the retirement today in New York, saying that bad shoulder he's had for the past couple of years was the cause. Bradshaw played 14 years for Pittsburgh, led him to four Super Bowl titles. He leaves the game ninth from the all-time TD pass list, and holding the career record for most yards passing in the Super Bowl, 932.
And this man is still on television 40 years later. Good for him. July 24th, 2004. Alex Rodriguez, Bush League. This man decided to slap the ball out of the hands of Jason Varitek, and let's just say Varitek didn't like it. Listen to Fox.
Alex Rodriguez is drilled, and he says something to Bronson Arroyo. Here we go. Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Schilling is right in the middle of it. Now another fight off to the side.
Yeah, lots of fights. Yankees won 11-10. Lots of fights. Hey, Hickey, that wasn't the... Was that Pedro and Don? That wasn't that game, was it? That's a different game.
That was... I thought it was that game. It was actually in the playoffs. I think the year before, maybe?
Remember that, Don Zimmer was a tough you-know-what. God bless him. Remember he got hit in the dugout? They gave him a helmet? Where's that Yankees helmet that they gave him? Where is it? No, I'm serious. Where's the helmet?
I forgot about that helmet.
That thing is it got to be a collector's item. They gave the man a helmet.
It's got a big dome, too. No disrespect, but that's a custom helmet right there.
Yeah, where is he? Well, not him. God bless him. The helmets. I know Don Zimmer's in a better place than I am right now, okay? But where is the helmet? I could tell. Oh, let me give you this, and then we just shut the music off. This day in sports history, July 24th, in 2014, Ray Rice, he got a two-game suspension for that elevator incident that is just awful. You know what? I got to give the guy credit. Since then, nothing. Open, honest. You know, we can all say about terrible things that people do and moments people have. That might have been the worst thing in his life. He may have not have done anything before then or anything after. That's what people remember Ray Rice for. Good for him on. He still does a lot in the community in New Rochelle. God bless him. You know, people make mistakes. That was a horrific, horrible mistake. It just, I can't get with it. It's not for me to forgive him, but I give him credit for what he's done after, and that's being an upstanding individual and human, at least in public, okay? Can't judge anybody by anything else, okay? The JR Sportbrief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, I hate to tell you this, but it's done. It's finished. I'll be back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you missed a minute or a second of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. It's not that difficult. I gave you a top six list of NFL teams in turmoil. We talked about the Olympics. We talked about the NBA on TNT, the NBA versus TNT. They want to hang out with Amazon. We talked about Mahomes being a boogeyman. We talked about Trent Williams and Bill Belichick and Nick Sirianni and Tua Tagovailoa and the Sixers. What a disaster that's going to be. We talked about it all. Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'll be here with you tomorrow. Hickey will take care of the show on Friday. Tomorrow will be my last day for the week. I'll be with you tomorrow. Don't miss me too much. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Don't move. Don't leave here. Bart Winkler is coming up next. The JR Sport Brief show is a wrap. Y'all be cool, be safe, be well, and be smooth. Thank you so much to super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. He's awesome.